Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, so, golly, this is nuts. It's just wild. This life right now, the headlines, what's going on in the world right now is just totally wild. Some people are thinking eschatologically. They're kind of going down the road of end times. I don't think we should be doing that. It's nowhere near as bad or as ground-shaking as some of the things that we read about in Scripture. But the market did close down a little over 2,000 points today. It got shut down early because they have these three triggers. They call them circuit breakers. If it goes down 7%, this is all in one day. If it goes down 7%, that's called a level one event, and they shut it off for 15 minutes. Everybody catch a breather, get a hold of yourself. And then a level two event is if it's down 13%, they do the same thing, shut it off for 15 minutes. And then if it gets really bad, a level three event, down 20% again in one day. And then they shut it down for the remainder of the day. Just so you know, the worst one-day shutdown, the worst one-day drop, percentage-wise, because you can say, oh, it's down 1,500 points, but it all depends on what the point basis is, all right? When the market's somewhere between 24,000 and 29,000 and a 1,500-point drop is not the end of the world. You know, it's like 5%, so you don't lose your mind. The biggest one-day drop is 1987, Black Friday, down 22.6%. That would have been in our market right now. That would have been like 5,000 points plus today. So obviously we weren't anywhere near that. The second and worst were back-to-back. That was in the Great Depression, 1929, down 12.8% one day and down 11.7% the next day, so down over 23% in 2 days. And so we're not anywhere near that kind of territory. But when we see this type of stuff going on, it is pretty crazy. Is it the coronavirus? Is it the oil battle that's now surging between Saudi Arabia and OPEC and Russia, and we aren't as affected by that as we used to be, praise the Lord, because we're a net energy exporter now. We're not hanging by everything that happens in the Middle East when it comes to oil, although it does affect the world, and then the coronavirus scare. So check this out, and then I want to ask you, I'm just going to open up the phones, and then we'll talk to David Fisher in the last segment of the show today with a little Money Monday update, which is good timing because oil prices were down 24% today, the worst day since 1991, which was the Gulf War I invasion. And the left, lots of people on the left are hoping and praying, if they pray, that this is Trump's Katrina. And so this is just wild. So I've got, I'm going to open up the phones to you for these first three segments. So if you want to call in, I'm just going to ask you, what do you think about the whole coronavirus thing? Is it totally overblown? Is it something but not everything? Is it nothing? And has it affected you personally, besides the financial stuff? Has it affected you at work? Has it affected your travel? Has the coronavirus affected you at all? And my position, an official position, has been it's not everything. It's not a nightmare, but it's not nothing, which leaves me a really wide swath, right? But what? That's my question for you. Has coronavirus affected you at all? In any way? Do you know anybody that's gotten it? Odds are you don't. Has it affected travel or work? Because that's starting to happen, especially internationally. But do you? What's your general reaction to the coronavirus going on right now as it's continuing to spread in America and will continue to do that? And so I'm just curious, what do you think? Well, I haven't done a single show on it when I've opened up the phones since all these weeks since it's been around. But I am curious to hear what you think about the coronavirus, just generally or specifically. If you have your own story you want to share about that, that would be great. Just trying to gauge where you're at, because there's the media, there's social media, and then there's, you know, real people like you and I. So that's what I'm wondering. 866-348-7884 is the number. I would love to hear from you. Just generally, if you want to give your reaction to the whole coronavirus scare, whatever you want to call it, is it totally overblown? Is it Russia hatching? There's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there in Wuhan, where it got started, that there's a the Chinese have a deadly chemical weapons facility there. And then you've got one of the main leaders in Iran dies from coronavirus. That was pretty wild. So maybe you've got some conspiracy theory about it. Or maybe you just think it's nothing. It's all overblown. Big deal. Get a flu shot. Go on with your life. or if it's affected you personally, I would like to know that. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH, and certainly on a financial side it is. But check this out. This is where we're at. And this is why social media doesn't help a lot, and why spending so much time looking at the news doesn't really help a lot, and why I don't do news talk 5 days a week on this show, because this is what happens. I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now, okay? And before you even get to, you know, usually they'll have a couple little things up top, and then they have the really big font in the middle of the page. And in this case, in the middle of the page, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 big headings, but above that, over 20. And check this out. This is what they're saying, which is why I think we're seeing so much fomenting of fear and just paranoia out here. But these are the little headlines on the Drudge Report right now. New York prison labor prepares to dig graves, now making hand sanitizer. California restaurant takes temperatures before serving customers. Top virus doctor says high blood pressure is a major death risk. New York City considers shutting the subway system. Top transit official tests positive. New Jersey's first patient warns it happened so quick. Shocking escalation from no symptoms to death in just hours. Threat fuels demand for herbal remedies. Kramer blasts Trump. We want leadership. We don't want golfing. President retweets photo of himself fiddling, reassures donors response is under control. Stock trading halted after selling triggers circuit breaker. White House drafting economic steps to fight fallout. Wall Street execs coming Wednesday. Anxiety grips companies across the world. We're past the point of containment. Congress considers emergency shutdown. Foreign officials discouraged from visiting Oval Office and State Department. Conference calls, video chats instead. Wash Post, Politico, Daily Beast, reporters quarantine, end of social distancing, or era of social distancing begins. Deadly prison protests break out in Italy. Caged Pope receives guests from afar. Flight diverted after passengers turn unruly over person coughing and sneezing. Woman sparks panic by deliberately coughing on crew. Saudi Arabia to fine people $133,000 for hiding health details on entry. And all travelers to Israel to be isolated. That just came out of Israel today. So literally, Israel says any foreign travelers coming into their country are going to be isolated. For what? 7 days? 2 weeks? It's something like that. And that's just the top. Then you get into the main headlines on the Drudge Report. Here they are. Market bloodbath, stocks crater, Dow down 2013, oil plunges 24%, banks hit hard, Fed pumps more cash. Welcome to the Drudge Report. Welcome to the media. What do you think of all this? What do you think of the coronavirus, your life, everybody's life here in America? 866-34-TRUTH. Give me a call. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It's the Steve Noble Show. What do you think of the whole coronavirus? Can we call it a scare now? What do we call it? I mean, it's real. People have died. You have a lot of people around the world that have it, but nothing near what you have with the flu. So how are you reading the coronavirus? Are you concerned? Do you know, has it affected you yet? Other than obviously the market's tanking. And the number one reason the market tanked today, by the way, and we'll talk to David Fisher at the end of the show, is not the coronavirus. That is a factor because of what's happening in different industries, like airlines industries, for example. I just learned something new today. Some airlines are running ghost flights. They're called ghost flights. That means, especially in Europe. So in Europe, you have a rule. It's an 80-20 rule. So you have to use at least 80% of your airport slots. So at an airport, you have a certain amount of flights coming in every day. Those are your airport slots. You have to use at least 80% of them, or you'll start losing them and other competitors can pick them up. So now there's some airlines that are flying. They're called ghost flights. No passengers, but they got to get the plane into the gate at that around that scheduled time in order to maintain those slots, because this will turn around eventually. And so then you got to be ready to get back to business. But right now, it's just wild that this is all going on. Again, the oil price down 24% today. That's a big deal that happened between Saudi Arabia and OPEC and Russia. And so there's a little bit of a price war going on there, which is why the price is down 24% on oil today, which is the worst drop since 1991 when we invaded and did all the Gulf War stuff for the first time. So just crazy. And then people like to bring up the flu issue. 20,000 flu deaths this season, 34 million people have gotten it. So this isn't as deadly as the flu, but it spreads a lot faster and a lot more easily. A flu, as I was just mentioning on Facebook Live, a flu germ can survive about 4 or 5 hours on a door handle or whatever, but coronavirus can survive for 9 to 14 days from everything I've read. So there's a whole different animal there. But most of us don't have to worry about it. There's like 90% of the cases will resolve themselves. You'll get sick. You won't feel great. And then your body will fight it off. And now they're working on a vaccine and all that kind of stuff. But has this affected you? Or what do you think about all this? Is it just total hype? What do you think about the coronavirus and the way it's being covered? 866-348-7884. I would love to hear from you. As a matter of fact, I'm just kind of telling you to pick up the phone and call in, because I don't really want to talk the whole hour. I'd rather hear from you. I can do this all day, every day. You know that. But I'd really like to hear from you. I want to hear how other people are reacting to this. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. What do you think of all the coronavirus stuff? And has it affected you or anybody that you know personally? Not like, did you get it? Because the odds are nobody's listening. We only have two people in Wake County, where I live here in North Carolina, that have it. And then you can be asymptomatic for 2 weeks without even knowing you have it. And then we don't have a lot of tests. I think North Carolina has like 150 test kits, right? And even talking about test kits sounds a little nutty, doesn't it? So what do you think about the coronavirus, the coverage, and the frenzy? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'd like you to be a part of the show here today on the Steve Noble Show. And it's, you guys are very quiet. I don't know what you just... Social distancing doesn't include a phone call, just in case you're wondering. You pick up the phone and call in. You're not causing yourself a problem or anybody else. But I would like to hear from you. And some friends are chiming in on Facebook Live, so I'll share some of those comments as well. 866-348-7884. Is it overblown or is it serious? Are you worried or is it nothing? That's what I'd like to hear from you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Some people on Facebook Live, Anita, was saying, my mother's elderly and has MS. I'm more concerned for her than myself. Certainly. So when you're older, my father-in-law's 80, my mother's 88. Absolutely. And if you're going to fly around, you're increasing your odds of coming into contact with it. And the older you are, the more susceptible you are to it. And especially if you have any kind of compromised health situation in the first place, then that's not good. Okay. So you got to be aware of that. But the stuff is all over the place in terms of the media. And now, of course, they're hoping it's going to be Trump's Katrina. MSNBC on Friday was talking about that. They had a couple of guests and they're going, yeah, this is going to be Trump's Katrina. Obviously, they would want it to be. They want it to be bad. They're going to do anything they can to try to dislodge Donald Trump. And anything that might hurt his reelection campaign, they're all for it. That was Rahm Emanuel, by the way, back during the Obama days when he said we should never waste a good tragedy. That's charming. Isn't that great? Never waste a good tragedy. Love that. That's super great. Anyway, and the market again today. We'll talk to David Fisher about it. The high earlier this year is about 29,500. It closed today at 23,848. So it's down 20%. Okay? That's a big deal. And nobody really saw it coming. And part of that is the coronavirus. Because it's not so much, and I read an article last week about it, it's not so much the coronavirus itself and people getting sick and a very small percentage of them sadly dying, but it's the effect that it has on other things. So you start this traveling and then people are starting to stay home. You stay home, work from home if you can telecommute and do all that kind of stuff. Airline industries are going to feel that. And then it was so bizarre because earlier today I was like, oh, I noticed in my car I ran out of hand sanitizer. I went to Harris Teeter, none. Go down the street to Walgreens, none. Went into Target a little while ago, none. Is that, I mean, hand sanitizer. So you might want to go buy some stock in Purell. It's just nutty. 866-348-7884 is the number today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Do you think the coronavirus scare is legitimate or is it all just media frenzy or somewhere in between? That's what I'm curious to see. And earlier today, now listen. I listen to a fair amount of talk radio, some days more than others. Just depends on what's going on with my schedule and teaching and such. But I was listening to Glenn Beck. He's doing a coronavirus update every day now at 11 a.m. Eastern time, right in the middle of his show. Earlier today, he's talking about government. Now, he's a self-described catastrophist, okay? Now, I think one of the problems for Glenn Beck as a committed Mormon is that he, most likely, are there some Mormons that know the Lord? Some. But the more they know about Mormonism, the less likely that is to be true. So Glenn Beck, to me, sounds like somebody that doesn't really know the joy of the Lord. He's highly emotional. He's all over the map. His emotions were getting the best of him earlier today. And sometimes that's effective, and it's right, and it's honest, and I appreciate that. But he's talking earlier today on his show about the to see government intervention in the economy because of the coronavirus to the levels that we haven't seen since the Great Depression, which is when the whole New Deal came together. And that, I'm sitting there going, okay, it's one thing to talk about it, that something like that, that the government's obviously going to be doing things, which always makes me nervous, the government's stepping up the plate, because everybody assumes they have to do something, and the government has to do something to stabilize the markets, because right now we have a whole system that's propped up, not just nationally, but around the world. So now it's like when you lie a lot, and you got to come up with another lie, and you forget your other lies, that's basically what happens. The whole thing's built on the sand. So he's talking about all this stuff, and it's fine. It's one thing to talk about, okay, here's some things going on in the news. Here's what the government's talking about. But then to turn around and say, hey, this is really serious. Make sure you have 2 weeks of food in your house. Make sure you're ready to telecommute. And by the way, I'm pretty sure, I don't know exactly what phrase he used, but he was very confident that we're going to see the government intervention into the economy in ways that we haven't seen since the Great Depression. And I was just sitting there going, you know, and he's slamming the media at the same time for scaring up all this hysteria. And I'm sitting there going, hey, Glenn, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? The exact same thing. So it can happen on both sides of the political aisle. 866-348-7884. You guys are so quiet today. 866-34-TRUTH. What do you think about Corona? We'll be right back.
So if you're happy in your stuff, and if 10% enough,
everybody, it's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today, and hope you're having a good day, despite the fact that the Dow just got totally tanked today, down over 2,000 points. We'll talk to David Fisher in the last segment of the show today about that, and then as well as the coronavirus thing. Now, it depends on where you look. Depends on what headlines you're going to look at. So I started the show by reading and sharing some of the headlines that are on the Drudge Report, and I'll share those. Like Fox News, Dow suffers worst one-day drop on record as oil price war erupts and coronavirus spreads. Well, that makes it look like it's 50-50, what happened with the market today. Most of the market today, which you saw coming if you saw the futures, if you looked late last night or early this morning, you saw the future. It was like down 1,900 points with the futures because of what's going on in this war over oil between OPEC, mostly Saudi Arabia, and Russia. And so all of a sudden, there's a glut of oil, which drove the price down. The oil price went down 24% today. And again, I don't want to spend too much on that because we're going to talk to David Fisher about it in the fourth segment. But it's just kind of crazy what's going on out there. And I've been asking, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. What do you think about the coronavirus coverage, just in general? Is it just creating mass hysteria, or do we just have a community locally and nationally and internationally that... Listen, most people around the world still are not online. So most people don't live like we do. But here in America, where you're getting assaulted with information all the time, and coronavirus, everything this, two people, oh, Wake County, which is where I live in North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill kind of area, Wake County. Oh, we have our first confirmed case of coronavirus in Wake County. Oh, so all of a sudden Harris Teeter and Walgreens and Target are out of hand sanitizer. Literally, I went to all three of them earlier today, and they were all out. So I sit there and go, okay, what in the world's going on here? So Jessica on Facebook said, I'm much more worried about the economic impacts than the actual virus. Dave Nerd Alert said, concerned about economy and fear in the marketplace, people will and are panicking. And that's so true. And that's just what's out there. And other people are not concerned about the market drop. It will not be the last time this week. It will all settle down in 3 weeks. Corolla, it's all overkill by fake news. So do you agree with that? Do you think it's all overkill? So what do you think about the media coverage? Is it good? Is it necessary? Or is it totally spiked? And it's just run with it. Whatever. If it bleeds, it leads. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. No. Does everybody have the coronavirus right now? Is that why nobody's picking up the phone? You can't spread the coronavirus by making a phone call. And on a topic like this, usually the phones are ringing quite healthily. But right now, they're not, which is bizarre. But I'll just keep going, but I would rather hear from you, to be quite honest. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Catherine on Facebook Live said it's easy to control people when they're afraid. So thankful my trust is in the one true God. Is that what it's about? Are people, is this some kind of control? Is this government control? By what government? Because it started in China. So some people think that China did it on purpose. Wuhan, some people are alleging that Wuhan is the site of a chemical weapons area, biological warfare for the Chinese government, Chinese military, yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, and I saw that Sherry, thanks for being on here today, has the last name, same last name, except you have an S, Sherry, at the end of Noble. Noble's first time viewer here, I saw a video where Dr. Drew slammed the media over the media hype. That's exactly what happened. Dr. Drew came out. And Dr. Oz did the same thing. So you got a lot of these people that are well known in terms of when they're on all the morning shows and all that kind of stuff on television. But then they come out like Dr. Oz, who shows up in a lot of places, has a Fox News is pumping this out there. The Dr. Oz survival protocol, Dr. Oz's coronavirus survival protocol. It's really intense. I'm looking at it. It's really intense. PDF document, whatever you want to call it, infographic, and it's mostly blood red and some black, right? And it's got a couple little pictures of the actual coronavirus itself. That's on there. So here's some of the things that are listed that we should be. This is the coronavirus survival guide. Now think about that just as a title, the coronavirus survival guide, which means there's a good chance you're going to die. So you need something to survive the coronavirus. Most of us don't need anything to survive the coronavirus. If you're over 5 and under 80 and in good health, you're going to be fine. Some of us will have it and never know it, and your body will fight it off and you'll be fine, from all the things that I've been reading. But here you go. Dr. Oz's survival guide. Wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds and use hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Okay. Somebody on Facebook Live said, what's mostly scary is the fact that washing your hands is such a new thing. What a great point. Disinfect surfaces by using disinfectant sprays instead of wipes, which can spread germs from one surface to another. It's advised to let the surface remain wet for 3 minutes prior to drying. Get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. Well, somebody needs to tell Donald Trump that. Exercise regularly, aiming for 30 minutes every other day. Improve your air quality by using a humidifier because viruses dislike humid air. When you're on an airplane, sit next to the window. It's better for you because that germ zone is that little limited area, which includes the row before and after you, he noted. The air that comes in from outside is actually pretty clean. Meditate because that can support your immune system. Now, this is a significant story on Fox, okay? Avoid handshakes. Dr. Oz says handshaking transfers 10 times more germs than fist bumping, but he also discouraged fist bumping. A fist bump passes one-tenth the germs as a firm handshake, Dr. Oz said on Monday. He encouraged people to embrace the power of a good head nod. Sup, sup, sup. You know that thing? Do the little head nod thing? I saw a friend in the grocery store in Target when I couldn't find any hand sanitizer earlier. I put my hand out to shake his hand because I hadn't seen him in several months, and he put out his elbow. So now we're doing that. Now you got the head nod. You got the, you just shake your head a little bit. Hey. You do your little elbow thing. And apparently fist bumps no longer allowed. Eliminate face touching. That's a problem for me. I just did it. It's encouraged to have a 2-week supply of essential items. Listen to this. Including freezer-friendly food items and non-perishable foods, medications, and household supplies, including toilet paper, soap, and detergent. Just in case you think it's all fake news and it's all on the left, this is on Fox. TJ on Facebook said, the ones eating Tide Pods might be onto something. See if they are immune. Oh, gosh. Eat foods and take vitamins that support the immune system. Eating leafy greens and fruit high in vitamins like citruses, blackberries, and kiwi provide your body with essential vitamins and minerals. I'm trying not to be a jokester here. Get the flu shot to avoid confusing seasonal flu with COVID-19. If you're sick, take 80 milligrams of zinc daily, 250 milligrams of vitamin C twice daily, 250 milligrams of beta-glucan daily, and take elderberry syrup or lozenges 4 times a day for 5 days. So this was all on Fox News. So I tell all my students this as well. So I have 88 students every week, and now apparently I need to push the first row back further. But I tell them all the time, everybody's selling you. I'm in here. I'm not objective. I'm subjective. I have an agenda. I'm here to try to teach you a biblical worldview. I'm teaching you about the Constitution and about civics and about ethics. And this is all coming from a biblical worldview. I'm trying to move you in a certain direction. There's no doubt about it. But the media does the same thing. So there's so much competition because everybody's got a blog. Everybody's got a podcast. There's websites coming out your ears. So it's like election night all the time. And what's the number one thing that media outlets are trying to do on an election night? Call the election, state by state, and then for the whole nation, right? There's a big rut because you're going to go tune in, and I'll go tune in to the station that's giving me the answers faster because I'm nervous and I want to know if my guy or gal is winning. So there's all this pressure out there. So that's why, going back to the Drudge Report, listen, I just pulled it up. Now, this is above, quote-unquote, above the fold. These are about 25 headlines before you even get to the main headlines. This is above, at the top of the website. New York prison labor prepares to dig graves, now making hand sanitizer. California restaurant takes temperature before serving customers. Top virus doctor, this is a new one, says high blood pressure is a major death risk. New York City considers shutting the subway system. Top transit official, by the way, tests positive. New Jersey's first patient warns it happens so quick. Shocking escalation from no symptoms to death in just hours. Threat fuels demand for herbal remedies. Florida Republican goes into quarantine after flying on Air Force One. And did you hear that? Ted Cruz is self-quarantined because he was at CPAC, and apparently somebody that's well-placed at CPAC has the coronavirus. And they were shaking hands and mingling with everybody. And Ted Cruz, somehow they figured out that Ted Cruz had an interaction with this guy and shook his hand or whatever. And now Ted Cruz is self-quarantined. So all of a sudden you start to see a rash of that. This is the financial impact, which is a much bigger deal. And you're going to have all kinds of people staying home from work and school systems shutting down. And what does it matter, Steve, if the school shuts down for a week? Well, because what do you do with all the parents that need to go to work and they can go to work because their kids are in school? All of a sudden their kids have to come home from school. And a lot of them will choose to stay home from work. See how this works? So you've got this kind of cascading environment that we're in. Read, absolutely. Be educated, absolutely. Be paranoid? Nope. Be fearful? Nope. We haven't been given that spirit of fear. If you're a follower of Christ, you shouldn't have that. But we're not called to be ignorant either. So pay attention. I think follow some basic rules, washing hands, probably slow down on the handshaking and all that kind of stuff. But man, this is just nutty, and the media is doing well off of it. The rest of us aren't. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. First of all, and then we'll go to David Fisher, good timing on a Money Monday update, because there's obviously a lot to talk about. But I was complaining about no callers, but the phone lines were full. So I'm looking at a screen. The main spaceship for the show, for you hearing the show, whatever station you happen to be on, Truth Radio, one of our other affiliates, wherever you're at, is in Winston-Salem, and then they take the calls there. And then I'm looking at a computer screen, which we share a screen, so I can see it, right? I can see the calls coming in. So for some reason, my screen didn't refresh, so I'm looking at a blank. It's literally it's a website where I can see all the lines. And I'm looking at it, and there's nothing there. And I'm staying in the show. I'm going through the information. I'm trying to make it worthwhile for your time, because I know your time is valuable. So I'm just going on. I'm looking right over here. If you're on Facebook Live, you can see me. I've got two screens here. I've got my MacBook in front of me, and then I got a PC over here. And I'm looking at the screen. I don't see any callers there. So I'm sitting there going, this doesn't make any sense, because this is the type of topic where you're going to get a lot of callers. Then Keith, who's doing a yeoman's job. Thank you, Keith. He's doing a great job. Truth Radio Network sends me a text, which I didn't notice because I'm on the air talking. And sometimes I'm really good at multitasking, and this time I wasn't. So he sends me a text, said, "Hey, Steve, you've got all the lines are full." Then I see that when I hit the commercial break. And that's when I went almost, I wanted to go full unsanctified reaction here on the air. So for all of you that called in, thank you for calling. Thank you for trying. Please forgive me for not seeing that. I should have refreshed my screen. I didn't. So I totally messed that up, and you were on hold for a while. So please forgive me. I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. We'll try to set this back up again tomorrow on the show. The first part of the show tomorrow, by the way, is going to be Jeremy Camp. the movie I Still Believe opens Friday. So Jeremy Camp is it's the true story behind his first marriage, and his wife unfortunately died when just college age from cancer. Incredible movie that opens nationwide on Friday. So we'll start tomorrow with Jeremy Camp, and then I'll go back into and open the phones up and make sure I'm doing my job. And we'll get you back on. So please forgive me for that. Please accept my apologies. And then we'll dive over to David Fisher. David, thanks for calling in. Sorry about that. It was all just like the coronavirus thing. It's just blossoming all over the place.
I was trying to get you, like trying to get through to your financial planner or stockbroker today, you know?
Right. Good luck with that. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, good luck.
Anyway, thanks for calling in. It's good to hear your voice, and it's been a totally crazy day. We don't see things like this very often. So help us to understand. The market's obviously in turmoil. Some people are saying it's the oil situation. Some people saying it's coronavirus. Perhaps it's a combination of the two. But let's start with a passage of scripture right quick, because we definitely need to ground ourselves.
Yes. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. You know, there's a lot of things in our life that changes. Seasons change, government leaderships change. We might have a change coming this November, at least in the House or the Senate, maybe the presidency. We as people change over time. We grow older. We change and grow hopefully more into the image of Christ. Markets definitely change, and that's happening today. But one thing that we know for sure, God's love does not change. His plan for salvation has not changed. His way is through the cross by accepting His Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. So the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when things change around us, He is our rock. We can stand on Him and not be moved by the storms that might hit us.
Amen. And that's why no matter when we have, whether it's a 9/11 type event or tough stuff in the market or even a coronavirus, if your house is built on the rock, this is a good opportunity for us to kind of shine and show that peace that surpasses all understanding. So Hebrews 13:8, what a great reminder. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Okay, so the markets are crazy today. David, help us understand what's happening.
Well, you know, there's this thing called a bubble. I was being saying it's overvalued, the stock market, and we've had one pin called a coronavirus that has popped the bubble.
Yeah.
There's another pin that came out, and maybe it's relating to the coronavirus because the coronavirus is not solved. In fact, it's probably going to get worse is what everything I'm reading in the United States. There's a doctor, that Liz Speck, who's a PhD in biology, is saying, and Science, Technology, and Good Food Institute is saying we're going to have a million cases in the U.S. by the end of April if it spreads at the same rate that it spread through the rest of the world. So the coronavirus is not fixed. It's not going away, but we got a new pin. This is oil. This is in reference to Russia and Saudi Arabia and the United States. And so what happened last night, and I was watching this late last night, the markets limited down. The U.S. markets, even though they were closed, they limited down in the future market. They were down 5%. And this is all because Russia did not bow to the idea of Saudi Arabia with OPEC asking for Russia to cut their production. And Russia had another idea because oil's low, and if you could cut production, then that will raise the price of oil. So that was a strategy. But Russia says no. They want to put a squeeze on American shale producers, which have flooded the market in recent years. And we've moved from a country that was relying on oil coming as an import. Therefore, we wanted cheap oil coming in. But now we're an exporter, so we want higher oil prices. So Russia's thought they would try and mess with the shale companies, and they actually were able to do that. And now there's a huge amount of companies that could be facing bankruptcy because they've leveraged their money and oil has dropped so much. And last week there was a meeting with bankers in the oil industry seeing if they could borrow some more money. So now we're facing a possible corporate crisis that I talked about that might happen at the end of the year. This dropped oil 22% in one day overnight. Russia's surviving. They have $400 billion in cash. This sent all the markets in turmoil. The Nikkei down 5%, the Hang Seng down 4%, German DAX 7%. I can go on through the list. Italy down 10%, Spain 7%, and we limited down. The market was open for 4 minutes this morning, and then we halted trading because it went down 7% within 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's just amazing to watch how fast all this happens. So economic warfare is alive and well and happening, and nobody, I don't know that anybody saw this coming, but we certainly are all aware of it now. So it looked like the vast majority of what happened today with this 2,000-point drop is based on the oil situation and not coronavirus. Is that correct?
Yes. Most of it's to do with oil, although they don't know how much the coronavirus is factoring in.
Sure.
Experts are saying it probably would have been down a little bit today because of the news. There's been a much more widespread outbreak over the weekend, and every time we've had that previous weeks, Monday's been a bad day. So, but I would attribute this to more oil than the virus.
Now, what's the Fed doing? Because, you know, now they're inviting a bunch of leaders from Wall Street to come in on Wednesday, and they're talking about pumping more money. I mean, I think they pumped more money, and even today they lowered the rate last week. Is the Fed going to, you know, try to put on the Superman cape again, or what?
They're going to probably do, you know, like I always said, they're the executioner, they're the fire department, and the
arsonist, as our friend TJ
and the arsonist
says, right?
Yeah, exactly, as TJ says. So they injected $150 billion in the overnight repo market. They normally inject 100, and that's been going on since September. That wasn't enough. But right now, Morgan Stanley is saying there's cracks that are appearing in the credit market, so you're going to probably see the Fed coming out and fixing this. What is the Fed going to do? They're going to provide more quantitative easing, probably. But they're going to, before they do that, they're going to print a lot of money, and they're going to get ready to inject in the system. But I think before that, they're going to lower interest rates. They're supposed to meet on the 18th of this month, but they're going to have an emergency meeting, it looks like. I think there's going to be another 50 basis point drop, which would bring us down to 0.75%.
Man.
And then once they get down to zero, and that's where we're going, and there's projections saying we're going to be there in 2 months, ironically, if this thing continues, then they're going to start a whole QE program. So this is them, you know, doing exactly what we did before. It's not going to fix anything, but it's the markets are anticipating they need help. It's not going to make the virus go away. It's not going to make them get any more test kits out, but it's supposed to bring mental stability, and it didn't do that this last time, and it's probably not going to do this time around either.
And how's gold reacting to all of this?
Well, gold went up in the overnight markets over 1,700. Then it came back down and rested. It's flat today. Maybe it's down a dollar. But it's flat. But year-to-date, it's been outperforming stocks. It's up 9.9%. The Dow's down 14.8. So gold has been the refuge, but it's also been drawn upon when liquidity is needed in these positions. Like I mentioned here last week, when gold took a big hit one day and then popped right back up, it's because they had their positions went the wrong direction in the stock market. So they had to draw from an asset that was winning, that was making money, and that was been gold. So gold is still in a long-term bull market. And Jeffrey Gundlach, the bond king, came out on Friday and, by the way, said that all these things were going to happen in the near future. The bubble's going to pop. And this is on Friday. And also on Friday, he said that he's been, the dollar is going to get weaker. It seems to be the Fed will cut rates, and they're going to slash them, and this means that we're going to have higher prices in gold. And he's been betting on higher prices in gold since 2018, the summer of that year when gold was $1,190. So he's advocating the one of the largest hedge fund managers in the world, and the largest, Ray Dalio, is also saying get gold in the portfolio. So there's a movement towards gold.
Yeah, and so with these uncertain times, and it's not getting better, it's getting worse. People need to get information about this. Education is so key when it comes to dealing with these crazy markets. So in terms of understanding gold's role in anybody's portfolio, how do they get more information?
Well, they can do it the old-fashioned way. Call us at 844-879-8882 and try again if our lines are jammed to 844-879-8882, or then go to our website landmarkgold.com.
All right, thank you, my friend. It's always good having you on. Thanks for helping us understand all this stuff. We'll talk to you again real soon.
God bless, Steve.
All right, pal, thanks. We'll talk soon. And all right, so again, I'm going to try tomorrow. We got Jeremy Camp at the beginning of the show tomorrow to talk about I Still Believe. Then we'll go back to the phones and keep talking about Corona. This is Steve Noble. We'll talk then.